Previously on Secret Space Hospital in Space.
The Revivicon does have a psychic interface so that the machine can better visualize what it needs to rebuild. Maybe when it interfaced with your father, it generated extra matter in the shape of weaponry to better express what it thought he was meant to be?
Dad!
Sorry, little girl. Leave a message at the tone.
Good evening. Please hold this jar of Space Nuts Berry Jam.
What?
All shall respect for her most respectable and beautiful highness, the Protector Emeritus of the Outer Edge of the Inner Rim, the Hierophant of the Ultimate Knowledge of the Darkest Void, the Supreme Loveliness, the Vigilant Eyes of the Eighth Planet of the Solar System.
Thank you, Sergeant. I am Haba, Queen of Neptune. You are treating my husband, Spacehawk.
Beep. In case that doesn't work, I figure we should fortify the entrances, perhaps set up a few simple pit traps. Not ideal, sure, but we have to plan for speed instead of performance. We should have Elvis get the Dude Bro generator going. Perhaps make up a good dozen and a half, male of course, to provide a cannon fodder, distraction for her troops so I can flank around and...
Ma'am?
Oh, my, yes.
What I need is to find out what's going on in there.
In there? I'm sure it's nothing more than a supply closet.
So you say. But my instinct says that what's beyond that door needs to be supplied some hurt.
And now we return to Secret Space Hospital in Space. Brought to you by Space. It's really, really big.
Please, see sense. Maybe we'll learn something from these new samples.
I'd rather learn something from opening this damn door. Step aside!
No!
Please hold this Space Kenny Rogers Roasters Chicken.
It's just some dumb robot with a chicken. Smells good.
Do you believe me now about your well-being, Mr. Space Hawk? If you'll come with me.
Warning! By contributing to damaging this unit, you have violated your warranty.
Wait a minute.
But we need to understand your present conditions with samples.
The maintenance department has been notified, and repair enforcement units have been dispatched to this location.
Repair enforcement units? Sounds vaguely nefarious.
Samples!
That's some grip, young lady.
I've been working out far longer than you know.
Mr. Digit?
Good afternoon, Mr. Stonethrust. We of the 90120-1020 do not have honorifics. And if we did, we would not have gender-divided honorifics, since we do not have genders.
Sure, miss.
Just call me Digit. Everyone else does.
Sure.
What can I do for you, Mr. Stonethrust?
Oh, yeah, there. There seems some sort of debris bumping up against the outer starboard wall. Now, usually I would just tell Elvis to deal with it, but it's human-shaped.
So you think it might be a patient?
Well, ever since Epsilon Noon jumped out of the window the other day, you can't be too careful. Sure.
Are there any signs of life? I don't think we have any anaerobic patients registered at this time.
Not really, but it's been moving. Not left to right moving, but moving some part of it.
Hmm. Maybe you should bring a medical professional if you think you need to retrieve and investigate the item.
I think.
Okay. One of the dude bras will meet you at the bay.
Aye.
You know, I never was much of a grease monkey until I got here. But in all the years since I've arrived, I've had a lot of practice in fixing a lot of contraptions. But none of them ever resisted like this one.
Please hold space food sticks.
Come on now, buddy. You gotta stop trying to shove those things in my hands when I'm working. And are you glitching even more? You said space twice.
These are space food sticks. We are in space. Therefore, they are space food sticks. These are peanut butter.
Peanut butter? You, wouldn't happen to have a banana on you, would you? Can those things spread onto a sandwich?
Warning! Do not touch there! You are violating the warranty. Further!
Hang on now. I've almost got it. There's some sort of fabric wedged into these gears. Coming up the works. If I can just get it out there.
Warning! Violation! Unhand me, criminal!
Whoa, mama. Criminal. Just calm down, criminal. All right? Criminal. Let me see what this is.
Criminal.
Sheesh, the type criminal. Is tiny. Criminal. And it's kind of messy from being criminal. Chewed up by your middle criminal. Guts.
Criminal.
But it looks criminal. Like it says
criminal.
It
criminal.
Is illegal
criminal.
To
criminal.
Tear off
criminal.
This tag.
Criminal. Criminal. Criminal.
Duh.
Criminal.
Whoops.
Criminal. Warning! Release all tools and prepare for arrest by repair enforcement units. Please put your space hands up and await further instructions.
Well, fuck me very much.
So, your majesty knows, other than that gnarly injury happening to your main dude, how has your day been?
Well...
Halt! Do not move, lest we be prompted to protect the Most High Regent of Glamour and Eyebrows, the Celestial Caliph of the Most Splendiferous Empire of the 9 Stars and 3 Restaurants.
Please, please. We come in...
The Sovereign of the Solar Summer Squall and Winter Coats.
In... peace? Yes, definitely peace.
Enough, soldier.
She whose knowledge signs down on the low classes of all
I
those
people. I would
people.
Never regress to my species' recent past and tear out the mouthy green man's throat.
Enough!
I heartily reject my barbarian past.
Queen Haba of Neptune, I presume?
This is not just the queen. This is the high priestess of the-
I said enough!
Hey, Miss Marine Dude. I was just helping her queenliness to find her husband.
I wish to be at my dear husband's side.
Well, about that...
We were just on our way to check in on him, Your Highness. I am Lanik Torsen, the administrator for Secret Hospital 11.
That is quite a lot of apostrophes for someone of your station.
Oh, great Grand Duchess of the Outer Blades! That woman's face has turned red.
We don't have time.
If you will just follow me, Your Highness, I will direct you to Dr. O Positive's suite. Your husband should be there.
Very well. Take me there.
Perry, why don't you find Her Highness's daughter? She's your daughter, yes?
Yes.
Stalling person, bring her to the doctor's office. Bring Miss Dudebra there to help you.
Yes, ma'am.
And now the strange woman's skin is turning a calming pink. Oh, Majestrix of all the people!
That will be enough! Sergeant, you should go with them as well.
But you need to be defended, my most marvelous person!
I have a whole honor guard to attend me right now. I think I can manage with one less defender.
Yes, oh Solar Seraph of the Boogie Woogie Fever.
Dismissed, Sergeant. Now take me to my husband.
Of course. Sorry about the assumption about your daughter. Our race tends to have litters of several thousand young. And the ones we don't, you know, eat, we raised. At least, that's what we used to do when we were barbarians and didn't know about civilization.
There it is! Banging up against the leeward wall! Sure.
It's wicked quiet out here.
It's a vacuum. No sound travels in space.
Then how can I hear you?
I'm not explaining this to you for the 15th time, sure. Now, you take one side, sure. You take the other, and we'll get it to the airlock.
How about this side?
Sure, sure.
Whoa.
Keep focused, sure. This thing is heavy.
Check out those righteous twinkles in the distance.
What? You never saw stars before? Wait a minute.
No, dude. They seem to be slowly coming towards us.
Just your imagination, sure. Now let's get this thing inside so a doctor can examine it.
Mr. Hawk X, you need to be still. I promise this is the last one.
You said that 5 sticks ago.
We have to be thorough. You'll only feel...
I feel like this facility needs to be purged of some Corvusian stank, and I'm the fumigation tent. Now let me go!
One more. I beg you.
What personal trainer must have gotten a personal trainer to get this kind of grip?
Just stand still.
Get that thing away from me!
We have to understand what happened to you.
I only understand one thing. There's going to be trouble.
Dr. Bibb, you just left. I swear I'm not hiding any bananas in these quarters.
You think I don't know that? I would be able to smell it from the corridor if you had. It's not why I'm here. I just ran into a Neptunian honor guard on my way back to room 12.
What? What are they doing here? I was told I would be granted time to recover. I will not be hounded like this.
I can get you back to your shuttle and we can have you convalesce in peace, parked just outside. But...
But what?
Well, it's... not exactly easy, so some compensation wouldn't go amiss.
What do you want, Bib?
Corvus 5.3 has groves of Musivariants.
Fine. I'll have a crate shipped to you at the next harvest.
Oh, what a lovely gesture. Follow me, Ambassador. Good thing you're in fine Revivicon form, since we'll be crawling through some access tubes.
Lead on, Doctor.
Criminal!
Watch it!
Criminal!
Oh,
criminal.
It's you.
Criminal!
I must be going round in circles. I'll never find Dad before everything goes down the chutes. What the?
Please take this repair enforcement insurance from Space. Mutual of Omaha, Wild Kingdom.
Are you serious? I don't have time for-
Please take this repair enforcement insurance from Space. Mutual of Omaha, Wild Kingdom.
There.
Thank you. Criminal. 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 Criminal.
Criminal! Here we are. This should be the docking bay. You can just drop down from here.
At least this entry vestibule has a lower ceiling than the bay. Otherwise, I'd probably break another bone. Here goes nothing.
You! I knew I smelled Corvusian stank in this place! Time for murder. And there's only one crow, so it looks like I'm up!
I want you to open this up carefully, yeah?
Decelerate, brah. Let me scan it first. There's mass organic matter inside, but it could be active or inert.
That's why I want you to open this carefully.
I'm on it. Let me just grab hold of this laser scalpel. Beep. Whoa. That's some seriously funky funk.
If I didn't know any better, yeah. I'd swear those stars.
What stars?
Those sparkles.
Right.
They seem to have gotten bigger, yeah?
Oh, bummer.
Wait! They haven't gotten bigger!
Whoever this Howley is, his face is fucked in so many way.
They're approaching. They're not stars. They're some sort of object. And they're closing in on us fast! Yeah.
Take back, you damn crow!
Oh my stars! What is going on?
Dad, what are you doing?
Dr. Bip, this is unprofessional conduct. Ambassador, this will not reflect well on your negotiations.
What are those foul creatures doing? Ganging up on my husband? Stop them! Where is security? General, defend your ruler!
At once, O majestic magistrate of the Munificent Multiverse!
Just fire!
Jibros, surround and separate the delinquents.
Yes, brah!
Please put your space hands up and await further instructions.
Oh, there's so many people here. I'm sure someone got a virus in. With my lucky camel, and that's all I am! Oh, where is Dr. Tom? I need medical attention! Actually, looks like we've got bigger problems. What are those?
They are the size of skyscrapers.
Maybe bigger.
I've seen worse.
Where?
Repair enforcement units have arrived. Consequences for warranty violation will ensue in 3, 2.
Uh-oh. Those repair enforcement bots are pretty scary, right? And what are they going to do to repair our beloved secret space hospital? You have a say. Just go to the posts on Facebook, Twitter, Discord, Blue Sky, and Instagram to help decide if the repair enforcement unit will use 1. The nano drones of Neruda 6, 2. The scrubbing bubbles of Septimus 7 Delta, 3. The mop of Metrovalius, or 4. The can opener of Crocodoom. So vote now! You have 2 weeks from this episode's release date. Take care and join us next time for Secret Space Hospital in Space.
You've been listening to episode 3 of Secret Space Hospital in Space, created by Femi London and written by Thomas DJ and Nicole Tomte. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound designed by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Chris Honeywell. Eugene R. Hendricks was Spacehawk. Kira Hendricks was Starling. Tori Wright was Nurse Dudebrow. Charlie Niemeyer was Elvis the Janitor. Chris Tyler was Stone Thrust. Nicole Tomte was Dr. Dot and Queen Haba. Jim Moon was Claire Void was Dr. Bip. David Ellis was Karak and Pickle Sergeant. Casey Boudinot was Perry Marine. Sarah Palmero was Digit. Femi London was Melonic and Dudebrow EMT. Chris Honeywell was Product Bot 38,000. All other parts played by the cast. Please contact us at htwinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 8TW.blogspot.com. And don't forget to make your voice heard. Go to your social media of choice and vote for what the repair enforcement units will use in episode 4. Thank you for listening, and good night.
Yeah.